From now on, we have 2 hours to talk about baptism. And of course, baptism, the doctrine or the truth of baptism, you might heard it many times, N times. But now today, maybe it's a good time for you to test whether or not you truly understand the baptism. Okay, so the first project is you just looking for your partner, okay? Then one and two, you and your partner, whoever want to be first one, that one and two, okay? And then, okay, start. You just looking for your partner, okay? Looking for your partner. And you decide who will be one and who will be two. Okay, and then whoever, one, please raise your hand, one. Your partner, right, and one and two. So who will be two? Raise your hand. Okay, just the size, you might not understand what I mean, huh? Yes? Okay, who will be one? Raise your hand. Okay, two. Okay, now, one, the number one ask number two, okay, the question is, why is it the baptism will be the one of the sacrament? You know, we have the three sacraments, right? The baptism and the foot washing and Holy Communion, right? And then why we say it is the sacrament? Okay, so number one ask number two. Okay, how many of your partner could not answer your questions? Raise your hand. Your partner, raise your hand. Okay, so of you, you know how to answer, right? Okay, then what's the biblical support? The first one, okay, we go one by one, right? The first one is because Jesus set up the example for us, right? Okay, then number two, ask number one. Then where is the biblical support? Where is the verse tell us Jesus set an example for us? Okay, then the second question is Jesus wants us to do it, to perform it. Okay, where's the verse tell us? Okay. The third question is, the baptism is related to salvation. What is the biblical support? Where is the verse tell us that baptism is related to salvation? Okay, so for the second question, for the why is it to be sacrament? And the biblical support, how many of your partner could not answer the question? Raise your hand, your partner. Huh? All of you can answer? Okay, then now let me ask you. Peter Chen, Peter, yeah, Chen. Are you Peter Chen? Okay. So, okay, and then why is the now Jesus wants us to perform it? Justin. Okay. In Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, Jesus tells his disciples, go and what? Go and make disciples of all nations and baptize them in the name of blah, 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 blah. Okay. In the name of. So Jesus charged us to perform it, to do it. So we have a free element to say the baptism is a sacrament. Okay. Then you see the board, okay, projector. When we studied the baptism, of course, we have to understand why, right? So three questions we will study. We have to learn to understand the why we have to perform the baptism for the people, and right? Why, okay. Then the next question is how, right, how? And then next question is what? Then what? After we perform the baptism, then what happened? Like we pray, right? We pray to God, we kneel down to pray, we fast and pray, then what happened after that? Right? What happened? Okay, so we have to understand. Couple of years ago, I talked to a daughter members, and she told me during the family service, and thank God some youth, like your age, also attended the family service. And because the dear sister conduct the Bible study, then she asked the youth, then can you give us reflection? Then the youth said, let me think. Just keep it quiet. Didn't say anything. Just, This is our youth. And she said, she came from NYTS, so she blamed to me. How did you train the NYTS student like this way? I'm so ashamed. Right? That's why I have to let you know. Right? You got to understand. Be strong. Be firm. Stand tall and stand straight. KDC members, soldiers. So we have to speak out, step out to say something. Think about. You may say, who cares? You don't care, Jesus don't care you too. Jesus don't care you either. Care. Okay, so we're studying why and how and what. Okay. So why do we need a baptism? Why? Okay. You can see, yeah, because the sin separates from God. Okay, let's turn to the Bible. Isaiah. Because we only have 2 hours, so we have to proceed as fast as possible. So you got to be attentive. Chapter 59, verse 1. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, nor his ear heavy, that it cannot hear. Verse 2 in chapter 59. But your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear. So the sin separates us from God. Okay, so you can see now the man and God cannot be united because sin separates us from God. Okay. Then you might say, but my uncle, he is a good guy, he is so humble, and he, even though he is not our TDC members, but his behavior, his humility is better than I, is better than anyone in TDC. He is so nice guy. He smiles at me at any time. Yes, he is so nice to you, but in the sight of God, he is a sinner. Okay. So even a Chuji, you know, Buddhist Chuji Gongdehui, we know Chuji, Chuji, some charitable organization for Buddhists. Yes, some of them, they work so hard for people, they are so nice, they are so humble. Where the disasters happened, then they will be there. Okay, then I turn to Job 25. Job 25, verse 4. How then can man be righteous before God? Or how can he be pure who is born of a woman? How many of you are not born of a woman? Raise your hand. So you are a sinner, right? Because who can be righteous before God? Who can? Nobody, right? Even your parents. You are a teacher, so any person, doesn't matter how nice he is. Okay. Then let's turn to Romans. Romans chapter 3. Chapter 5. Verse 14, Romans chapter 5, verse 14. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those who had not sinned according to likeness of the transgression of Adam, who is a type of him who was to come. So even anybody did not commit sin as Adam's. Like a baby, even maybe your sister's pregnant, so baby in her womb, that baby didn't do anything in the womb, right? Or the baby just born, one day old. Can he do anything bad? No, right? But he is a sinner. Because even though he does not do exactly just like Adam has done, but he is a sinner. Every man, everybody. So why do we need a baptism? Okay, then last one, turn to Psalm 51, verse 5. Psalm 51, verse 5. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me, just conceived, not a big baby, you know, sometimes 7 months old in the womb, it's big, right? But the baby, tiny, maybe only one inch big. Even 1 inch baby still sin. The verse 5 says, in sin, my mother conceived me. So even baby, even infant also have to receive water baptism. So here is a biblical support. Remember, if somebody asks you the why, right, then you do not, because. And why the infant have to receive the water baptism, then you said because everybody in the womb, mother's womb, has sinned already. So this is a gene. You know, this gene, not because what you have done, okay, because the our gene. Okay, then next one, we have to understand the tabernacle, because a little bit light, so we cannot see very clearly the picture. You can see this is a tabernacle, then we have an outer court and an inner court. And then we call holy place, then holy of holy, the inside. Then outside you can see another lamb, you know, lamb. Do you see lamb? So cute. So cute. I love the lamb. So cute. See? But after next hour, then they might be slaughtered. They might be cut, killed. Why? Because for atonement. To wash away people's sin, right? To atone for people. So they have cured them. Then this is a little bit clear. Then from the right side, the gate of the court. Then if we go into the court, that part is the outer court, then go into the holy place, then to holy of holies. 自圣所, Holy of Holies. Then outer court, we can see a bronze altar. Then the Israel people killed the lamb, right? Then they use the blood of lamb to sprinkle to the inside or outside. Okay. Then after that, we have entered into the holy place. The holy place represents we have served the Lord. We have served. So after we receive salvation, we receive water baptism, then we have to serve the Lord. This is a holy place. Then how to serve the Lord? We have a golden lampstand. Then lampstand, which means that we have to shine the light. We have to serve others. We have to let others see Jesus in us. So we have to serve, help others. Be a good Samaritan. And then the shortbread, the table of shortbread, bread there, you know, like a sandwich. Of course, not a sandwich, like a bagel, not a bagel. Donut, not a donut. Yeah. It's unleavened. The tasty, not very tasty. Okay. But it's necessary for us, necessary. So this represents the word of God. How to serve people? We need the word of God. We need to eat shortbread. We need to eat bread. We need to eat some food then we have energy. We have energy to serve the people. If you are weak, right? Can you help people? Of course not. If we are weak, so we need to be strong in order to serve others. And then the the altar incense, Xiangtan, represent, we pray to God to accept God's acceptance, you know, God's favor. And then we go to the Holy of Holies, the inside most holy place, to see the God himself. So when we come here, of course, we eat shortbread, right? We listen to lectures, we study the Word of God, but we also have to pray all the incense. Then we have to shine the light. So we have to serve each other. Then we have to go into just the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal is go into the inner, the most holy place. Otherwise, if you only stay outside, so you can see many brothers and sisters, they only like to cook, right? They cook for you. The Saturday lunch, they cook for you, but some of them don't like to come to here to listen, to join the service. They just want to serve. It's not enough. We have to go to inside to see God himself. So if you go inside to see God himself, but today, in the ancient time, not everyone can go into the inner place. The most holy place, it's only high priests can enter. Right? But today, because Jesus died on the cross for us, so we can go inside. So today, when we pray, we have to go inside to see God himself. This is ultimate. Then you can enjoy. Okay? How enjoying? You can imagine, you can, this is spiritual, two spirits, two religion. I don't like this one. Okay, let me show you Exodus 24, 24. When you see God, then how enjoy. Chapter 24, Exodus chapter 24, verse 10. 24, verse 10. And they saw the God of Israel, and there was under his feet, as it were, a paved work of sapphire stone, and it was like the very heaven in its clarity. 11. But on the number of the children of Israel, he did not lay his hand, so they saw God. And what happened? They ate and drank. So they saw God himself, and they ate and drank. How nice it is, right? Just eat and drink. Buffet, eat and drink. All you can eat. They can saw God. So how joyful, How joyful? Joyful, of course. When you think, eat, good. Lunch is near. It's 12 o'clock already. So 1 hour later, you will enjoy lunch. You will enjoy meal. So when you see God, and then the drink, the food, you cannot imagine. Not a barbecue. Okay, so we have to go inside to see God himself. Okay, this is ultimate goal. Then if we just follow all the way God commanded us, all the way God instructed us, then we can show God's glory. God can show his glory to us. We can see God's glory. See the smoking arise, right? You see the smoking arise? It will represent God accept our offering and God's glory. We can see God's glory. Okay. So when we receive water baptism, then what we should do. Then tabernacle and salvation. Yeah, Jesus is the Lamb of God. Then in the outer court, the Israel people, the priests have to kill the lamb. Okay, let's turn to Hebrew. Hebrew Hebrews chapter 9, verse 12. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 12. Verse 12. Verse 12. Not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood. His own referred to Jesus' blood. So with Jesus' blood, he entered the most holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption. So through Jesus' blood. Okay. So Jesus is the Lamb of God. Like in the chapter 1, in the book of John, right? When John the Baptist saw Jesus Christ, then he said, oh, this is the Lamb of God, the Lamb of God. So Jesus Christ himself is the Lamb of God. Then the next one, Jesus is the curtain of tabernacle. Okay, let's turn to Matthew 27. Then behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth quaked, and the rocks were split. So behold, the veil of the temple was torn into two, and from top to bottom. So when Jesus died on the cross, and suddenly all the sky just become dark. So terrible. Then we never experienced such kind of darkness. We never experienced. Now, how many of you experience, the sun hidden, covered by moon? How do you call it? And this, yeah. How many of you experience this? Yeah. Raise your hand. And how dark? Not very dark. And this is very dark. Because Jesus himself also experienced the dark for us. Experienced the hell, the test of hell for us. Then you can imagine how dark. And also, the veil split into two from top to bottom. So from the heaven to bottom, from God's power. So we can see, we go back to this. The veil separates holy place and the holy of holies. They separate there. And once the veil broken, then no more hindrance. Then we can go into the most holy place to see God himself. Because Jesus Christ, he broke his body, he was nailed on the cross, and he was willing to do that for us. Nobody forced him to do that. Nobody forced him. He said, I myself do it, but I have the right to take my life back. You want to be a hero, right? Can you die for someone? Maybe you will die for someone, but can you take your life back? Of course not. Everybody died once only. Everybody lived for once. Let's turn to Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he consecrated for us, through the veil that is his flesh, his body. So Jesus Christ himself is the veil of the tabernacle. And now, that broken himself for us and shed the blood for us. Okay. Then blood is the key for remission of the sin and salvation. Blood is the key. Okay. Let's turn to Exodus chapter 12. Chapter 12, verse 13. Now the blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be on you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. So we can see the blood is the key. When angels see the blood, then just pass over. They won't destroy the household of Israel. Okay. So the blood is key. So when we receive the water baptism, actually, the blood, they play important role, the blood. But where is the blood? Where is the blood? Blood is in the water. Then how do we know blood in the water? How many of you ever experienced to see the blood in the water when someone performed the baptism? Raise your hand. Did you see the water turn to the blood? No. Have you ever heard the testimony? Raise your hand. Okay. So, but how do we know? How do we know? The blood is in the water. How do we know? If someone challenges you, show me a picture, right? Where's the blood in the water? Show me the picture. Show me when we perform the baptism, right? And then you just draw some water, okay? And then bring back to me. Then I send the sample to the lab. Then if I can see the blood inside, then I will believe. So next time, you can bring a jar, okay? Go to baptismal site. Then when pastor perform the baptism, then you draw some water, okay? Then bring back to me. I bring to the lab. I pay the cost. So where's the blood? How do we know? You scared, right? Scared by my questions, So how to? Because the Holy Spirit testified. The Holy Spirit testified. Okay, let's turn to 1 John. 5. Verse 6. That is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not only by water, but by water and blood, and it is the Spirit who bears witnesses, because the Spirit is truth. Verse 7. For there are three that bear witnesses in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. And these three are one. Verse 8. And there are three that bear witnesses on earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and these three agree as one. So if we do the Chinese Bible, it's more clear to say the Holy Spirit testifies the blood is in the water. So if any denominations perform baptism, why do we say it's not effective? Why? Because they have no Holy Spirit. They have no Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit cannot testify for them. But we have the Holy Spirit. We have the promised Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit testified for us. Therefore, so many brothers and sisters saw the miracles. The water turned to the blood. In Hymn 292, in Chinese version, okay, Of course, sometimes the Chinese version and English version is a totally different meaning. But I mean, in Chinese version 299, how many of you have a Chinese hymn book? I have. Okay. Number 299. Let me read it aloud. Then I, Jeffrey, you translate it into English. Also aloud. No. Take practice. Take a chance, okay. Simple. 我, you know, 我, no, word by word, yeah, after my finish, yeah, after I finish then. 我真相信,我定相信,我真相信,我定相信. They already, yeah. So, you see, we have to believe, 我真, surely, I do believe. Truly, I do believe. So I do believe the water is in the Holy Spirit. The water is, the blood is in the water, and the Holy Spirit testified for that. I do believe. This is very important. I do believe. So every time when I perform the baptism for brothers and sisters, before we set out to the baptismal site, then in the chapel, we pray together and also review the 10 belief, basic belief. And also we send it to him. 我真相信, surely, I do believe. The blood is in the water. So when I go there, the blood can cleanse my sin. Yeah. And the promise from the Old Testament. Why we perform the baptism like this way. Okay. Then turn to Zechariah. Zechariah chapter 13, verse 1. 13, verse 1. Okay, let's read it all together. 13, verse 1. 1, 2, 3, go. Okay, so in that day, what is the day? What is the day? Today, right? Today, and the last day, so today. The fountain shall be opened for the house of David and for the inhabitants of Jerusalem. So we live in the Jerusalem. So for us, for everybody, so in that day, in 2012, July, what day today? July 25th. A fountain should be opened for us, the fountain. The living water, the fountain. So where can we find the water from water baptism? We have to find the fountain. So not a sea, not just a sea, river, stream, okay? Even in the waterfalls, if we can find waterfalls or the fountain, or like a well, right? Well from the bottom, from the earth, if some water come out, it's a fountain. So it's a fountain. And now, the hymn number 222, the English, turn to the hymn book. 292. Hurry up. Hurry up, we only have 1 hour, okay, so hurry up. 292, hymn book, two number two, read verse one on the top. We do it aloud. Brother, read it first. Brother, read it aloud. 1, 2, 3, go. Okay, good. So there is what? Fountain. Okay, sister, 1, 2, 3, go. too soft. Yeah. Be strong, even your sister, right? Be strong, Christian soldiers. Right? One, two, three, go. If you talk back to your mom, right, it would be louder than this, right? Huh? Okay, again, one, two, three, go. Right, okay. There is what? Fountain. So the fountain. So there is a fountain open for us. Okay. That's why we go to the lake, go to the river, go to the sea, right? Wherever the fountain, even the waterfalls. Fountain. Okay. Then we say, why we say fountain? Because when Jesus was speared by soldiers, right? You know, the soldier just thrust the spear into his side. Then what come out? Okay, John 19, you don't have to open the book, open the Bible. John 19:34, the NKJV, whoever last name is Chen, last name Chen, okay, read NKJV, one, two, three, go. Hey, last name Chen, Chen, C-H-E-N, no, one, two, three, go. Okay, immediately blood and water came out. Then the message, John 19:34. And Leo, L-I-U, Leo. One, two, three, go. Hey, non Leo. Lin, L-I-N. Okay, one, two, three, go. Blood and water gush out, like a fountain, right? Gush out. Gush out, so small amount. It's huge, it's a lot. Then the NIV, brother said, we all need it together, brother. One, two, three, go. Okay, bring a sudden flow of blood and water. So not a trickle down, it's a lot, like a, just like a, so mightily, yeah, like a waterfall. So it's a fountain, so powerful. The foreshadows of baptism in the Old Testament. Okay, then let's turn to 1 Corinthians. Okay, we don't have time to open the Bible, okay. So I just go through the Red Sea, the Israel people, okay, led by Moses, and they went through the Red Sea, right, everybody, even infant, right, everybody, right, the old men, the younger generation, and everybody, the whole household went over the Red Sea. So the Apostle Paul interprets this is a baptism. So the Apostle Paul interprets. Okay. So this is the foreshadow of the baptism, water baptism. And perform circumcision, Colossians chapter 2, verse 11 and 12. Okay. This also prefigured baptism, water baptism. Then prepare the ark of the upcoming flood. So Noah prepared an ark for the flood with the heart of fear, with a fear heart. So the ark also, the flood represents the water baptism. So from all three, we can find the common point. What have they in common? The common is immersed, right? Immersed. Because when you can see the Red Sea, The how tall of the wall of the water? Maybe 10 feet tall, right? 10 feet tall. So totally cover everybody, even you are 6 feet, even you are 7 feet. The water also cover you. So because of Red Sea. And of course, one scientist just challenged this. He said, because Moses let people go through the Red Sea, the shallow one, only up to the knee, then of course everybody can survive. Right? It's possible. Possible, right? Because the seabed only up to the knee, the water only up to the knee, then of course they can cross over the Red Sea. But I like to ask the question, why the water only up to the knee can join all Egyptian armies? And they also have a chariot, they have a cart, they have a horse. Then I can join so many people, even horse. That makes sense, right? Okay. So we have to believe whatever Bible says, whatever Bible teaches us. Okay, then next we will talk about how. So this class we talk about why, right? Why should we perform the water baptism? Then next class, the afternoon, we talk about how and what happened after we receive water baptism. And should we kneel down to pray? Okay, we kneel down to pray. Ah, you don't pray in the name of Jesus Christ.